Thank you very much, Alice. I will now provide some brief preliminary results of the second reporting exercise, so this year in 2020, on SDG 652 and under the convention. So worldwide, 110 countries responded on SDG indicator 652, which is really great because we're doing better than in 2017. This is considering that 153 countries are sharing transboundary waters. We have a really good response rate with 72% of the countries responding. Another positive news is that 22 countries responded this year in 2020 for the first time. However, on a less positive note, then 21 countries that already responded in 2017 did not respond yet for 2020. We still encourage them to do so. And with regard to the parties under the Water Convention, currently 39 out of 43 parties reported, and we also are expecting the reports from the four missing ones. Next slide, please. Now I will provide some preliminary observations based on the analysis and on the review of the reports that were received. So in general, the reports were prepared with a very with extensive information. They're very rich, and they were also prepared often in collaboration with basin organization or riparian countries. And I also take this opportunity to thank all the countries that have participated and all the representatives that were involved, because this is really a great information that we are receiving. Another note is that we have seen that the position of the status of cooperation of a number of countries have been evolving. So this allows us also indeed to track the progress and the evolution of transboundary cooperation. Then we also see that some reports still need some clarification, especially on the indicator calculation. So within the report, there are still some inconsistencies between the different sections of the questionnaire. Just to recall, indicator 652 is the proportion of transboundary basin area with an operational arrangement for water cooperation. And we have four criteria so that this cooperation is operational. And I really would like to insist that these criteria have to be met so that the agreement is considered operational. Then, what are we going to do in the future now? First, we are currently reviewing and validating all the reports, and especially the 652 calculation. So for this, we might have already entered in contact with you, and we are exchanging with each country when relevant. We, UNEC, are in particular responsible for surface water. UNESCO, giving the strength, are responsible mainly for groundwater. And I also encourage all countries to get back to us if you have not already done so when you received some comments. Now, what are we going to do with the data that you submitted to us? Very important is that in January next year, 21, we will submit all the indicator value, and so the 652 value, to the UN Statistical Division. And they will be inputted in the global database on SDGs. Next year, we will also elaborate and develop the second progress report on SDG indicator 652, so to track the progress on transboundary cooperation. And for the reporting on the implementation of the convention, we will also prepare a progress report, and this report will be presented at the next meeting of the parties of the convention end of next year. In addition, we are going also to provide input for the next year for the high-level political forum. And also, as Alice has mentioned at the beginning, we're also providing input to the different SDG reports, including the one from the UN Secretary General, where there are some information on transboundary cooperation. So now for a final note, I would like to thank you everybody. Again, thank all countries that have submitted the reports. And even though the deadline are passed, I wanted to highlight that and to encourage countries that are still in the process to submit the report in the coming weeks. We would still accept the data. So we look forward to receiving reports or revised reports. And don't hesitate to contact us if you have any question. Thank you very much.